The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Dear Dana, I'm having a very difficult time financially, and I need to move back in with my parents. That's the message I opened on Instagram. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, so the message continued. I'm afraid to ask them because I just moved out a couple of years ago. They were so proud of me when I finished school and also happy that I left. They had me when they were a little older. And so they were excited that I was going to be on my own. How do I handle this? I feel like that's something we're going to hear a lot of, people having to go back home.
Did she give you any, like, backstory?
Yeah, of course. I asked her some questions. She's 28. She was 26 when she graduated. So she's only been out a couple of years. And she's also, she says she feels ashamed at age 28 to have to ask mom and dad for help.
I think, obviously she's a little frightened to bring it up to them, but I think it's more so her ego speaking out.
You think, Anthony, that's what it is?
Yeah, it seems like if they're proud of her, they're going to be accepting, and she seems like a go-getter, right? So she's obviously in a tough bind, and I was raised, my mother taught me, like, that's what home's for. Come back if you need it, and come back and keep it pushing. So my thing to her is, it's good that she's writing you, and that's a step towards the right direction of getting it off her chest. But
right.
She just needs to, like, you know, release the ego. Release the ego. I think it's all her ego that's making her fearful of it, because she doesn't want to disappoint them.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be disappointed. It happens.
My parents always made it clear, like, if you were on hard times, you can come home. This is your house. So you'll always be able to come here. I think I agree with Anthony. It's the ego, but at the same time, like, she's got to, you know, she's 28 years old. She should already have some kind of savings. She should have something that she can go fall back on, or a friend that maybe she can move in before she moves in with her parents.
So you suggest that she reach out to a friend before her parents?
I mean, the thing is when you go back home, you can get real comfortable. And I've seen a lot of people do this, go back home after school and end up being there for the next 5-6 years. And I've seen that happen many, many times. And then their life, it just really gets sidetracked.
How are you getting sidetracked when you're home? I don't understand.
Well, you get lazy, you get complacent. You know, when somebody else is paying the bills, it's real easy to live like that.
Well, it's kind of at that point, I think it's up to the parents to make her uncomfortable. That's what my parents did to me when I tried moving back in.
How did they do that?
Well, my stepdad discovered the blue pill. And that was like, it was just, I was like, yo, ma. I was like, 6 months in. Dude, I was like, hey, guys, calm down.
Yo, the trill bill was real.
I had to get out of there quick.
Okay, I wrote her back on Instagram. I'll share with you my advice when we return. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Dear Dana, continues next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, I'm having a very difficult time financially and need to move back in with my parents, but I'm afraid to ask them because I just moved out a couple of years ago. Woo! When I got that message on Instagram, I know from both sides how that feels as a parent and as someone who needs help from your parents as an adult. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And we're the Dana Cortez Show. The message continues. They were so proud of me when I finished school and also happy I left. They were older when they had me and said they were excited to be on their own. So how do I handle this? Anthony, you said ask because your mom always said that's what home is about. If you need help, you can come back.
Yeah, and I think the voice that's speaking that fright into her is her ego, actually.
Okay.
Right? Telling her that she's stepping down or she may be taking an L in life. But it's not. It's just a little reset. And as long as she positions it to them that this is temporary, I think they'll be cool with it and very well accepting.
Automatic, you said?
She needs to take better care of her money and don't go home and get complacent.
Okay, so if she does go home,
make sure you get out right away.
So that's partially what I responded with. First of all, I answered her by saying, before you move back home, you should ask for a loan. X amount of dollars, pay them back with interest.
Oh, a loan from your parents?
Oh, yeah, a loan from your parents. Yeah. From parents.
Oh.
I know that's difficult, but if you're telling me your parents are happy that you left, trust me, they'll take you back in, but they're not going to be happy about it.
Mom and dad better not charge you interest on that loan.
Well, they probably won't, DJ Automatic, but as a 28-year-old woman, the responsible thing to do is, mom, dad, if you can loan me XXX amount of dollars to get me through the next XXX amount of months, that's what a grown-up does. Now, as a mother, I'm not going to have my daughters pay me back with interest, but I will also be more proud of any of them if they do it in that fashion. Number two, they'll accept you. If you don't want to ask for the loan or they can't loan you the money, set a date to move out and stick to it. Because Automatic, you're right. The worst thing is complacency and getting comfortable. And when everybody else is paying the bills, when you get to sleep in your old room, you pick up those old habits. And you're not a baby anymore. You're 28 years old. I would not go back. I'd ask for the loan or I'd figure it out. Personally, that's just me.
It's not going to help with your dating life either.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That's for sure.
On that note, too, you got to at this point, it becomes like just normal roommate rules, right? So you're living in their house. So like any other roommate situation, you got to see what their rules are. And that doesn't mean bringing random meat home.
And 28-year-old you does not want parental rules. Trust me. If you ever need a Dear Dana, hit me up. If it's Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. Instagram, at Dana Cortez. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you were little, how bad did you want to be a superhero?
I want to become one right now.
I'm telling you, not as bad as these young boys who wound up hospitalized after letting a black widow spider bite them because they want to have powers like Spider-Man.
I'm Spider-Man.
It's the Dana Cortez Show, WTF Story. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
The New York Post is reporting that the three superhero-loving brothers from Bolivia were herding goats when they came across this eight-legged creature known as the Black Widow.
Black Widow, baby!
Three Stooge Spider-Man, I like it.
The boys, ages 12, 10, and 8, then provoked it with a stick until it attacked each one of them and bit them.
That sounds like an older brother activity for sure.
Oh, you know the older one convinced the little ones. Just do it.
I mean, this is just stupid.
I actually did something like this because my older cousin convinced me to. My cousin said that we could stomp out this army ant farm that was posted up between two giant oaks.
Damn.
And so we stomped them and they stomped us. I was bitten all the way to my neck, covered neck to toe in ants. I had a fever for 3 days after
that. You mean
that.
You didn't turn into Ant-Woman?
I didn't. I did not turn into Ant-Woman. All right, so the children completely recovered and were discharged from the hospital and very disappointed that they don't possess Spider-Man powers.
When I was little, I used to squeeze my fists clutch them very tight in hopes that one day my Wolverine claws would pop out.
Never happened, though, right?
Nope, never does, and I still do it till now. Wait, hold on. Automatic, though, what about you? Did you ever want to be a superhero or have a superpower?
Yeah. Oh, of course. I wanted to be the Flash.
Oh. Why? Why the Flash?
Because you're fast. You can go everywhere. You can run around the world in 3 seconds.
You really just want to run away from your problems, don't you?
And my wife.
Ow! That's not funny. I'm your wife. It's the Dana Cortez Show. It's your WTF story. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This is when we ladies get to ask men any question and they answer honestly. It's what guys think on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So this is a question I had a lot of trouble trying to figure out how to ask. She is overweight. Her words, not mine. Guys that she normally dated in the past are no longer attracted to her. So she's like, can a man look past a few extra pounds? And this is not a child by any means. She'll be 30 years old next month. And she says, admittingly, look, I've put on some weight since college.
When
I know
you say
that.
A few extra pounds, how many extra pounds are we talking?
55.
Oh, that's a lot more.
Yeah,
than
that's
a
not
few.
Extra, dog. There's nothing extra about 55.
Hey,
that's
I know,
almost a whole other person.
But that's not a whole other person.
It's a whole other half a person. There's a lot of 110-pound women walking around.
But she's 5'6"-ish. She's not short like me. Okay. You know? She's above average height.
I don't want to be rude to this person or seem like I'm fatophobic. Because
okay,
I'm not.
Anthony.
But I think that's a very rude comment to the guys who are attracted to her now. She's like basically backhanding them, calling them ugly.
Wait
and
a
stuff
minute,
like
wait,
that.
Wait, explain yourself. That makes no sense.
She's saying
to me.
Like she's not getting the guys that she used to get, right? Back when she was at her prime, if you may. Okay.
Well, first of all, who's to say she's not at her prime right now?
Her fat ass. She's 55 pounds overweight.
Okay, there's a lot of people who are struggling with
weight. We're not talking about them. We're talking about her. She gained 55 pounds of fat, and now she's not as hot as she used to be. So the guys that she used to be into aren't into her, understandably.
And let's just be clear before we move on. This is what guys think, not what Dana wants to hear.
This is very difficult for me. So it is what guys think, and I want you guys to be kind and nice. You don't have to be rude.
Like I said, it's not what Dana wants to hear. That's what guys think.
She should do one of two things. Start running her mouth or start running on a treadmill. Grow a personality or lose some weight.
That's some good sound advice. The other thing is, there's a lot of guys that are into bigger women. There's a lot of guys out there. And so she needs to, you know, widen her Her.
Be careful with widening. She's already wide
okay.
enough.
Yeah.
I'm done with y'all.
She just needs to open up some more options and look at other guys. I mean, the other thing is maybe she should go after some bigger guys herself.
Well, she doesn't like that.
See, I don't have sympathy for her because this isn't really that hard.
What do you mean she doesn't
problem.
Like that? That's who
she's
she is.
She's not attracted to bigger men. She's attracted to who she's attracted
well,
to.
Well, I ain't attracted to her self-hating ass either.
Well, that's not self-hate.
It's self-hate.
It is because there's a lot of sexy big women out there. If they own it and they rock it, then it makes them sexy. Mm. There's a lot of good-looking big women out there.
Okay, that. Automatic, are you willing to look past some extra pounds? If you and I weren't married, we're married now. Mr. Honest Guy here, we're going to tell you what we want, Dana, not what you want to hear. Are you willing to look past extra pounds in a woman?
Yes, there's some women that are, like I said, that are very sexy, that are big women.
Is that really hard to believe?
Is that what I'm into personally? No, I've always dated smaller, thin women. That's what I like personally. But there are a lot of very attractive big women out there.
So can we offer her some advice when we come back?
She needs to get a new personality. She needs to start rocking that.
Okay, so now it's time for the guys to call in with your honesty and advice. She's back in the gym and she's eating right. So she wants to feel good about herself. But at the same time, she's attracted to a certain kind of guy. Those guys aren't attracted to her anymore. And she wants to know why. So men, call now. 833-DANA-SHOW. Your honest answers are on next. Ladies, turn your radio up. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What guys think?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What guys think here on a Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Ladies, this is the day we ask men any question and they answer honestly. So this woman says, I have gained weight. I realize that, you know, I'll be 30 next month. The men I normally dated aren't paying attention to me anymore. Can a man look past some extra pounds? Frank is on line 4. Go ahead with your answer.
So she has to lower her standards a little bit, is what you're saying?
I don't know. Why would she have to lower her standards? I'm asking you, are you okay with dating a woman who's a bit overweight?
How many pounds are we talking here?
Don't laugh. He's asking a legitimate question.
That was a real question.
That's a legitimate question. Like, does she weigh more than I do?
She's about 50 pounds heavier than she was in college.
Okay, what does that make her?
Well,
is she above 200? Like,
she's 5'6". No, she's not. She's 5'6", and she weighs 179.
Oh, wow. That's like 30, 40 pounds more than I weigh.
So what's the answer, Frank?
Just be honest.
It's okay. There's no right answer, no wrong answer. Are you willing to look past a little extra weight?
Honestly, not that much over my own weight. No, probably not.
So that might be part of the issue. She's asking, why am I having problems? She suspects it's her weight. So, you know, she's beautiful. She always dated hot dudes. You know what I mean?
Maybe she needs to go after bigger men.
Well, I think she's a little selfish in herself. Like, she needs to get over her ego because, the weight's pulling her down. So she should lower her standards.
That's so rude. Lower her standards. So you're saying that the men that are trying to date her are below standard?
Maybe to the in the physical, right? To her, right?
I don't know. You tell me.
This is not my girl, bro. It's your homie. My big homies date big girls. They know where they're at. All right. They know what aisle to shop in. Apparently, she doesn't. She keeps buying the GMO friendly kind of food, and she's looking for the organic guys. All right. They're not in the same aisle. So, and on that note, maybe she should start learning how to cook because fit homies love meal preppers. That's one thing she can consider.
I don't care what you think.
You know what we think? Confidence is sexy. Girl, rock it. Be confident. Own it. If you got some big old hoo-hoos now, make sure they're out there. You'll get plenty of attention. If your butt is looking right, make sure you make it. You put it out there. Put it out there right. Have confidence. If you have confidence, you are sexy.
Your advice is the more confident a woman is, the more attractive she is.
Yes.
I'll leave her with work on yourself, and in that way, you'll start getting even healthier physically, mentally. You'll start thinking sharper, and the man you really desire is going to step right into your life at the right time. Focus on yourself.
Good, solid advice from some very rude men. It's what guys think. We're continuing this conversation on social media. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. If you're on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A couple got the surprise of a lifetime when a man attempted to steal their car. These are newlyweds, Sandra Scott and Jim Rice. They're relaxing in their bedroom when a man snuck into their home through the back door. Sandra Scott went to investigate the scene, and she saw the intruder taking off with her car keys in hand and called her husband, help, help. The couple chased after the man, but they forgot one thing. Their clothes.
Oh, yeah.
This is your WTF story on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
Naked and Afraid.
So, the duo's lack of clothing wasn't on purpose.
They sleep in the nude.
They sleep in the nude. And they're like, who is
risky
men?
Business there.
Woo! After 10 seconds looking for something to put on, they gave up and just decided to run after him.
This is
free show.
Naked.
You guys may not believe it, but this is why I don't sleep naked.
Me neither.
This is the reason why I don't sleep naked. You got to stay alert and stay woke.
You know what's weird, Automatic? I remember us having this conversation, and that one time we thought there was someone in the home, you did get up in your drawers, in your underwear, ran up the stairs with that shotgun, but if you'd have been naked, it'd been a lot more funny.
It would have been.
Just like this story. So the couple is running around the car, screaming at the top of their lungs, get out, get out. And the burglar got out. He started freaking out because there's this naked couple running around a car. He thought they were crazy. He took off running.
He was probably intimidated by the man's morning wood.
Oh, it's a whole new meaning of neighborhood watch.
Let me tell you, the burglar returned and asked them for a ride.
What? No, he did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
In the car on top of the husband.
Oh, I didn't get into all that. Oh, that's going to wrap up today's WTF story. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So one of our listeners has to move back home with her parents. She wrote into Dana, and we offered some advice. So let's get right to that right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Yes, sir. The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A., and my scum pod racer, DJ Automatic. Hit the horns, ladies and gentlemen. And if you missed it earlier, our Dear Dana segment, which if you need to write in and maybe seek some advice from us, always feel free to hit Dana at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Also, DanaCortezShow.com/topic submission. You could write in right there as well, too. So automatically, the girl, she was financially strapped, right?
Yeah, so she's 28, has been out of the house for 2 years.
College graduate,
and needs to move back home because she is out of money.
I like what you opened up with first. She should have some money saved up.
Yeah, I mean, right? At 28, you should have at least a little bit of a nut.
When did, Automatic, you're very good. I think you're very good at saving money. I'm horrid. I'm like this girl.
Yeah.
When did you start saving money, you think, realistically?
Immediately after moving out of the house, because I was... Because I grew up poor, so I was always afraid to be poor again.
Oh, there you go.
And so I always had to have my sock drawer. I always had to have that money, and then that sock drawer turned into a bank account. Now it's turned into investments.
Hey, now talk about it. Talk about it. Did you ever have to move back home with your parents?
I moved home after I finished college. Moved home just so I could try to save some money, and I lasted maybe not even 3 months.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. It was awful. It was like living under their rules and like having to. Just to be honest, having to see my parents every day and have them judge me on what I was doing.
I wish it was just the rules with me when I moved back in with my mom and my stepdad. But honestly, I come to find out they do a lot of fun activities.
About the blue pills.
Yeah, dude. I was like, whoa, what are you guys doing in the afternoon? I got to get out of here. So for those may being forced to move back home, or maybe you got to make that consideration to go back there and stack up and live with your parents, we have three tips to factor in before moving in, all right?
All right.
All right, here we go. Number one, be a considerate roommate. How about that? Once again, these are roommates that you're living with. So be considerate. Be a nice roommate. Don't leave your dirty dishes out. Don't be doing that stuff because your mom used to pick it up when you were six, all right? Grow up. Number two, be upfront about your plans, ladies and gentlemen. When you're going to move out, come with a game plan. And Automatic, I think you said you've had some homies who overstayed their welcome.
Their welcome. Well, that was one of the main reasons I moved out, was because I would come home at 2 or 3 in the morning after DJing, and they'd be like, "Why are you coming home so late?" I'm like, "I just got out of work."
That goes right into one of the other things they said here: respect their rules. It's their house rules. But the number one thing you should consider before you move back in: buy some groceries once in a while.
Contribute to the household. Pay a bill. If there's the cleaning lady, guess what? Pay for the cleaning lady. Yes, I'm talking to my brothers.
Dude, I think I got Dana's hair in my mouth from this microphone.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Anthony A's dating life. He asked me not to talk about this for 2 weeks. 2 days? What does it matter? We're here. SOS, sick and single. I'm Dana Cortez.
You're so bad. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, main point of the person she's talking about, okay?
And we're the Dana Cortez Show. And there's some rules here on this show. once you mention it in this studio, we got to put it on the radio. It's all about the ratings,
I was trying to defend myself because on our Facebook Live last week, you tried telling everybody that I have a girlfriend, and I didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, I think that you've been seeing multiple women, not at the same time, because that'd be a whole show I promise you that.
That'd be fun.
But you have been seeing different women, but it seems to me that you've been a little happier lately than usual.
Well, he got a new PlayStation.
Thank you, dog. I was going to say that.
I can't believe you guys.
I'm daydreaming about going home and just playing my PlayStation right now.
PlayStation greater than women?
Oh, golly.
It depends. Yeah.
So what's going on in this dating world? Who's this new girl?
Oh my God. This is going to get messy. Her friends are going to hit her. I already know this is going to happen. So, yes, I went on a date. And she revealed to me on our first date that she's still receiving multiple gifts from her ex.
Wait, stop. Stop everything. She's mentioning her ex on a date?
Yes, which is already a red flag in itself, right? And I was so into this girl. We were vibing, mentally we were there, spiritually we were there, career-driven we were there. But I thought she was still hung up on her ex, and I really felt like the rebound. Oh. So that's what I was telling Dana. And then Dana turned around and was like, yo, we're going to tell it to the world.
Okay. Well, you still have your PlayStation.
So you know what? There's a couple of things that I thought of right away. I was shocked to find out that in this day and age, ladies, we don't know to not bring up the ex and a past relationship. Mm. The first time you meet up with somebody after you've been talking, you've been FaceTiming, you've been text messaging, the vibes are there, and then you go bring up the ex. There are a few things you should never, ever do when you finally meet that special someone face-to-face, and we're going to break them down when we come back. SOS Sick and Single, it's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, the red flag of Anthony A's last date. He's out there. He's feeling this girl. They've been messaging and FaceTiming. The vibes are right. And then she mentions her ex. No! It's time for the never ever, and I mean ever, 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 do this on a first date. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Woo, I don't miss being single. All right. Anthony A, let's break it all down, please.
So, one thing you should never, ever, 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 ever do on a date is fill in the blank. My ex, don't say anything. Don't say anything. One that women love to say is, me and my ex, we're still friends. We're still friends. As a guy, you're like, oh, come on, bro.
So rule number one is never bring up an ex.
Well, in any capacity, right? Because another one is you'll hear my ex is so crazy. And as a guy, I was like, oh, he's crazy for a reason.
Ladies, you wait until he asks, which is usually the third time you meet up. And if he never asks, don't ever, ever, ever bring it up.
Number two, if you're vegan, don't say so. As a matter of fact, if you're vegan, unmatch me on Tinder and Bumble right now. I'm just
shout out to you. What about vegetarian?
Nope.
You like meat.
I need a girl who takes some meat. Oh, that's funny. And the last thing you should never, ever, 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 ever do on a date. This is mainly for the men. Go to the bathroom when a check arrives.
Oh.
Yeah, I accidentally did that. So.
No. Yeah,
she pay for it?
Yeah, that's she did.
Oh, no. I see that kind of worked out,
though. The silver lining in this story is that she did pay for it. Or maybe her ex paid for it. I don't know. Either way, I ate for free that night. But homies, if you're really trying to court her, don't walk away when the check comes.
We're taking this to social media right now. Instagram at Dana Cortez. If you're on Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. Tag your single friends that need these rules. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One confession on the Dana Cortez Show. It's really easy. You call, you confess everything or anything you want, and you remain anonymous. We won't even ask your name. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
833 Dana Show. Line A, do you have a confession?
Yeah.
What is it, girl? Go ahead. I feel like this is a juicy one.
When I was 13, I stole my dad's porn collection.
No!
And I sold it to the boys at school.
Sick! Dude, damn.
She's a hustler.
That's what's up, dude.
What's bad about it is my mom got into a big fight with him and told him I was an innocent child and wouldn't do it.
No! So your mom took up for you. Did she know that you really were the one that stole it?
Nope. She still doesn't.
Oh.
So what did she think happened to it?
He thinks he misplaced it or something. I don't know.
You guys are very fluid households.
We love it. Ian, thank you so much for the confession. I know this woman's doing well in life because she's been hustling since a long time ago.
I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say.
I've never even thought of that one.
That's a lot of layers.
Bye. Thank you.
That's some good money.
You have to admit, that is genius. Genius. And the fact that her mother took up for her, that's the best part.
Only a woman would think of selling it, though, because no man in his right mind is giving away his porn.
Well, she made all kinds of money. No woman is paying for it.
Good,
you know what I'm saying?
For Automatic and other dads out there, now you don't have porn collections anymore.
No.
Right?
Yeah,
and that's not a thing
anymore.
No,
but like when we were little, it was still a thing. I used to go to the magazine store. And I wouldn't actually steal the magazine. I would just rip the pages out of it and stick them in my pocket.
Oh, nasty.
Ew, that's horrible.
Hey, I was the coolest kid at school with all that.
that made me to think about the fact that she took something from her dad.
Mm.
Her mom defended her. But just taking stuff from your parents, did you ever steal something and never get caught?
I never really stole anything. I know Automatic was delinquent. But Dana, did you ever take anything?
Yeah, for sure. I stole my mom's car one time.
Whoa.
And I definitely got caught because I wrecked it.
Oh.
I took it to, we were living in a small town, and I took it to a little bit bigger town where everybody would cruise on Sunday nights. Remember
your town?
Sure did. No license, nothing.
Oh.
Me and my BFF. And
what
we
kind of
driving.
Car was it?
It was a red Camaro.
Oh,
your
my
mom
God.
Had a red Camaro?
With T-tops.
Yo, she has a colorful past. I want to call her. I want to hear those confessions.
So I freaking made a U-turn in a parking lot, and there was one of those big stumps, a cement stumps. You know where the light go in?
Yeah.
No light was in it. You know I can't see, and I just ran over it with the car, ruined the car, had to call my mom.
You did just spark one confession that I had. I used to steal my mom's phone, her cell phone, and pretend like it was mine.
Oh.
And yeah, that got
it. Oh, take it to school.
Take
to
it to school.
Out,
take it to
out.
Like little dance, like middle school dances and stuff like that.
Would you use it?
Well, I did until Rachel and Alicia called me one day and like annoyed my mom, and she blew up my spot and revealed to everybody in middle school that it was no longer my phone.
Oh,
my mom aired me out.
Oh, at least she let you say it was your phone in the beginning.
Yeah,
though.
She let me lie for a little bit, but when they kept calling, she aired me out. So yeah, that was it.
Automatic, you ever take something from your parents and got away with it?
I'm not going to admit that right now.
Why not?
Because it's, you know, statute of limitations isn't up.
One confession. Get your confession in now. 833 Dana Show. Plus, we're going to play one of our favorite confessions of all time. You will not believe what this woman did to her fiancé. Your confessions when we return. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One call, 1 minute, no judgment. It's one confession here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
If you just turn the radio on, you missed this confession earlier.
Well, when I was 13, I stole my dad's porn collection.
No!
And I sold it to the boys at school.
Sick! Dude, damn.
She's a hustler.
That's what's up, dude.
Best part about that whole story is her mother ended up defending her, saying, our daughter would never take that. You must have misplaced it. One confession is all about you confessing anything you want and you remain anonymous. All right, so here's one of my favorite confessions of all time. I remember us getting into a huge debate after this woman admitted doing this.
A couple of months before I got married, I kissed another guy and I feel regret for it, but at the same time, it is what it is.
So hold up. Here is another question I have. Was there tongue involved? Was there a little lengua in there?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Would you want to know? They weren't married. It happened before. There was no sexy time. Do you want to know? Should she tell her husband what happened before they were married?
Absolutely not, but just make sure I don't find out also. That's
a
bigger thing.
Okay, Anthony, break that down. That's a lot.
Make sure, I think, what was the old saying they used to say? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? Make sure none of this information gets back to me for the rest of my life, period. All right?
I think the old saying is what you don't know won't hurt you. But the Vegas thing, that's a good analogy, too.
There you go. Okay. All right.
Do you want to know?
I'm with Anthony. I'd rather not know. But at the same time, I still want to. I don't know. It's a hard thing to say because I feel like she's being selfish if she tells him because she's being selfish.
What does that mean?
She's being, because she feels guilty.
He doesn't want to know, dog.
He doesn't want to know.
Automatic, no. You're hurt right now just thinking about it.
I am. I don't want to know that. But at the same time, I want to know.
I want to be able to make the decision for myself on how I'm going to react to that. You didn't leave me any kind of, you know, choice in the matter. Yeah, and chances are, I don't even care, whatever. But at least let me know. Chances are you didn't have sexy time, cool, whatever, okay. And not that I'm going to be happy, but I want to know. I need to be able to decide for myself, is this okay or not?
But at the same time, I feel like she's being incredibly selfish by telling him because she's just trying to get rid of her own guilt.
She didn't tell him. What she did was she called one confession, and that's what it's all about. One call, 1 minute, no judgment. So here's the question. If your significant other kissed someone before you were committed, would you want to know today? We're continuing this conversation on social media, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show, Instagram, at Dana Cortez. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you missed it earlier, Dana Cortez aired my dating life out once again and led us to listing things you should never say on a first date. But what are some of the things you should say on a first date? Let's get into that right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. Yes, earlier today during our Sick of Single topic, I made the mistake of last week revealing to Dana that I went on a date. It was great, except the girl kept bringing up her ex. Now, I told Dana that in full confidence as a friend.
Yeah, well, there you have to realize at any time you say anything to Dana, it's fair game.
Out the window, right? So we came up with our list of things you should never say on a date. Now, the first one was fill in the blank. My ex is blah, 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 blah. Never, ever, ever, ever talk about your ex, especially especially you ladies. I'm going to say you ladies, all right, and the homies too, but especially you ladies, because I always hear this coming from women more. I'm still friends with my ex.
Probably not.
I mean, me and my ex.
He might still want to have sex with you.
That's what it is, dude. I don't know one homie who's friends with the ex who's not trying to lay it down as well, too. That's what goes on in the mind of a man, all right? But we're going to be productive, too. We're not just going to critique people. We're going to add some things. So these are some things from DJ Automatic that you should say during a date that might go well.
All right. This is just for my ladies here.
And listen, Automatic's a taken man, so he knows what he's talking about. Somebody decided to be with this man for the rest of his life, all right? So he's on the other side. So DJ Automatic, I'm all ears. Go ahead, bro.
Imagine we're sitting at a table in this fancy, beautiful restaurant.
Mm.
The first thing I want you to look at me and say, I don't want you to say, guess what my ex did?
Oh.
I want you to look me deep in the eyes and look at me and just say, you're the hottest man I've ever seen.
Okay.
Tell me how good I am.
A little tall tale.
Yeah,
okay,
that's a little tall tale.
Okay.
Pump up. Get me going.
Hype up his sneaker game. Hype up his hats. Whatever it may be. All right, Automatic.
Give us some compliments. Next thing I want you to come at me with as we're looking at each other deep in each other's eyes in this fancy restaurant.
You're a very seductual eater.
Okay. I want you to say this right to me. I've heard you're an amazing lover from other women.
Oh, whoa. No, you're wilding. Don't say that. Yeah, no. Automatic. That's how the dating game works right now, bro.
Okay.
Because now all of her homies are going to be flaming me up in the group chat.
Okay.
But, okay, I get what you're saying, though. Highlight some other attributes.
I've been out the game for a minute, okay?
Has that happened to you?
No, but I wish it did. And my last one. This one you're going to like.
All right.
I want her to look me deep in the eyes and just look at me and say,
once again with the eyes. Go ahead, Automatic.
Don't worry about the bill. I got it.
Oh!
I tell you, I will fall in love right there.
Real women pick up the tab. They do, actually. I like it, Automatic. Those are three tips right there. If you have any other piece of advice you'd like to offer us clueless men, please fill us in at @DA400, at DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
And that's all, folks. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dana Cortez Show podcast and my impression of Bugs Bunny. But y'all have a beautiful day. Dana Cortez Show podcast returns next week with another episode.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey!